This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are now just 12 days left until the election, so let's get right to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Frank, we've heard a lot in the last few weeks about Libya, about abortion. Is the economy still the top issue for voters heading into the election?
It definitely is. Going into the debate Monday night in Florida, we, of course, looked very carefully because that was foreign policy at all of our data, and we saw very little evidence that something had changed along those lines. Our October update on most important problem facing the country still shows the economy is number one. The second category is jobs, and below that is the deficit, and then health care. And you have to really go down the list before you find anything having to do with foreign affairs mentioned by Americans spontaneously as the top problem facing the country.
Now, you've got some new data about the strengths of each candidate in the minds of the voters. What does that say?
Yeah, it's really fascinating. We ask people, regardless of who you're going to vote for, look at the positive side. What's good about Romney and what's good about Obama? And it was really a different profile about Obama. It was all personal characteristics. The number one thing people mentioned off the top of their heads, open-ended, was that he was a great communicator and a great speaker. Following from that is that he was for the less fortunate in society, that he had a great personality, that he was honest. For Mitt Romney, on the other hand, the top thing that came through his strength was he knows business. Then that he does a good job with his economic policies. Then that he would be a fresh perspective. And finally, you get down to that he's honest and that he's a good speaker. But he was only a fourth as many people said Romney was a good speaker as said that about Obama. So it's two different characteristics. Obama, kind of personality. Romney, strong on business and the economy.
All right. Well, Frank, I want to ask you one more thing. Your daily tracking poll, which the whole national media follows every single day, has been a little bit different than some of the other polls. And even Nate Silver in the New York Times said it was Gallup against the world. So I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, that's quite interesting. It happens every election season that people do hyper-focus on polls. We spend most of our time looking with our methodologists at how we're doing. Trying to fine-tune, do the best possible job measuring what's going on out there, and don't spend a lot of time looking at other polls. It's not unusual that polls would differ. I don't think our polls actually differ that much in many instances than some people might argue. And even you mentioned the columnist there in the New York Times. He didn't point out that our poll was exactly the same as his back in 2008. So that's par for the course. Polls differ. We're actually seeing Obama doing somewhat better over the last 3 days. We'll see where it goes. But our job here at Gallup is to do the best job we can trying to figure out who people want to vote for.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thanks so much.
My pleasure.